Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 630. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Gittin Nun Vav, Gittin 56a. Pagination is 111. We'll start from the facing page with the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. The Gemara tells us about nine lines up from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Yochanan says there's a posuk that can be attributed to this event, and that is Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. Praiseworthy and lucky is the person who's afraid, who's concerned. And Tosfos tells us that this refers to the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, where people witnessed the embarrassment of a certain Jew by the name of Bar Kamtza, and they were too assured that everything would just work out, and they didn't take action to protect him, and therefore a destruction occurred. The story is as follows. Akamtza ubar kamtza charev Yerushalayim. Regarding the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, Yerushalayim was destroyed. We're referring to the second Jewish commonwealth, the second Beis HaMikdash. And obviously, even though this is only one story of two people, but it's a microcosm of a problem that existed and was highlighted through this event. The Gemara tells us, De'ahu Gavra, there was a person, Derachame Kamtza, his friend was Kamtza, Ubaal Devave Bar Kamtza, and his enemy was Bar Kamtza. Some say that this is actually a father and son, where Kamtza from the elder generation was the friend of the host that we'll meet in a moment, hosting, and Bar Kamtza was the son of this friend of the host. Ovad Su'udasa, this man made a feast. Omalei L'Shamei, and he told his worker, Zil Aisili Kamtza, bring me Kamtza, my friend. Ozil Aisili Bar Kamtza, and they accidentally invited Bar Kamtza, who is the enemy. Also, he came into the room, Ashkechei, and he found Tava Yosef, that Bar Kamtza is sitting and enjoying the meal. Amalehi said, Michti Yahu Gavra Baal Devave Dahu Gavra, who he's actually my enemy, my Ba'isacha, what is he doing here? Kum, poke. He told him, get out. Amalehi, Bar Kamtza responded, Hoil Va'asoi, once I'm here, Shavkon, leave me alone. V'yahivna lach demei mada achilna v'shasino, I will pay you what I eat and drink, I'll pay you the value like a purchase. But once I'm here, I realize it's a mistake. But leave me be. Don't embarrass me. Amalei, so the host said, Lo, no deal. Amalei, Bar Kamtza said, Yahivna loch demei palga de su'uda seich. I'll pay you half of the meal. I'll become your partner in this festive meal. Amalei, lo, the host said, no. Amalei, Yahivna loch demei kula su'uda seich. I will pay you the entire amount. Just don't embarrass me by forcing me out. Amalei lo. The host said, no. Nakte biyidei, he took him by the hand. Ve'ukme, he lifted him up. Ve'afke, and he threw him out of the party. Omar, Bar Kamtza said, Ho'il v'havu yasvi rabbonan v'lo machubei. Since the rabbis were sitting there and they didn't object, Shema mino kanicha luhu, must be that they agree with what just happened. Ezel eichel behu kurtza beimalka, I'm going to speak badly about the entire Jewish people by the king, by the emperor in Rome, and see what damage could be done. A number of observations. Number one, Bar Kamtza clearly perceived that if the rabbis had wanted to object, they could have, and they would have had the clout, and that is the role of Jewish leadership, at times to take a stand very definitively against what's going on and speak up for the person who is being abused. Another interesting observation is we can ask ourselves, was the host right or wrong? Now, I understand it pulls at the heartstrings, and certainly the host is wrong, he embarrassed somebody. But in Choshen Mishpat, in laws of finances, if a person comes into your house and he doesn't belong there, and you tell him to leave, and he says, I'll pay you rent for a month. Just let me camp out in your living room. Do you have to say yes? I'll pay you rent for the year. Just let me stay in your living room. Do you have to say yes? I'll buy the house. Do you have to sell it to him? In the laws of finances, it could very well be, or if not very well, but it could possibly be, that a person can stand their ground and say no, and let the ramifications fall where they do. I'll take you to a court, and if you lose and you're embarrassed, you have to listen to the enforceable ruling, which is that you have to leave. You can't squat in my living room. That all may be true, but if it is true, even if it's true, you don't deserve a Beis HaMikdash. Because a person should be sensitive enough to be able to work something out and not embarrass his fellow. We find this distinctively written, Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Amid Beis, that the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash was Shemidu Dineim Al Din, that they stuck to the letter of the law, Velo Aso Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, and they did not do beyond the letter of the law. And that's why when we ask a Shaila, we don't only ask what is the halacha, but we also ask for guidance. What should I do? In the words of many great people, not everything that's permitted should be done. And this might be such an example, where it is possible that as far as strict letter of the law, the host was not guilty, but he's nevertheless extremely guilty. As the Gemara says on the next daf, Bo ure'e, come and see, kama gedola kocha shel busha, how serious is embarrassing somebody. Sharei siya HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Bar Kamtza. Bar Kamtza is going to go to the Romans, he's going to speak badly, and Hashem granted him success. Vehechriv es beiso, he destroyed his house, v'saraf es heicholo, and burnt it because of this event of Bar Kamtza. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.